FM 90.3 WJTL, Corey Asbury Kind. Hi, good morning to you. Happy Thursday, Liam, in front of you, 7:05.
As you know, WJTL is your home for Christ Community Music. We want to know what you think about some of our new songs. So we're going to ask you to take our five-minute survey and rate the music you hear right here on WJTL. One person who completes the survey before May 13th is actually going to win $150. Yes, that is real. And you can find the link and rate the music at WJTL.com.
I don't even know if it took us 5 minutes, right?
Not even. Nope.
Maybe three.
Very cool survey as well.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. This morning, our very special guest, our friend Brian Smith, is here. He's the executive director with Lebanon County Christian Ministries. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Always great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
I'm going to twist it up this morning.
All right.
Let's say hi to Rod Redkay.
Oh,
yeah.
The mayor of Denver.
Him, amen. He's such a good friend.
How do you know Rod?
Well, because we do kind of similar work,
yes.
Just different communities. My wife used to work down that area and connected with him, and he's just, he and his wife are just awesome.
We love them.
Awesome. I think last time he was here, there was a post on Facebook, and I was digging in. Maybe we should come do this together sometime, but I don't know that you could handle the two of us at the same time.
So. Hello. I could barely handle you or Rod by yourself, so... Oh, that's great. I love what you guys do at Lebanon County Christian Ministries. Tell us a little bit about all the services you guys provide.
Yes, yeah, so our mission, share the love of Jesus through food, shelter, and connections to well-being and a healthy community. And we says, well, what's that really mean? Well, food, we provide a free meal every day. We serve about 130, 140 meals in an hour.
Amazing.
And then we have our market on 7th, which is our charitable food pantry. And it's a choice market where folks can come and shop every 14 days and get free groceries. The shelter part is we have a family shelter. We focus on families, but we also have single individuals there that are able to be housed at our homeless shelter for a short stay. And then that other part of, you know, connections, well-being, healthy community, really a healthy community is much more than just wellness as far as cardiovascular disease. A healthy community starts with housing security, food security, and that's an area that we, you know, significantly focus on and try to make sure that we connect people to resources. It includes our Uplift program, which is our life change program, and our Uplift Light program, which is our eviction prevention / utility assistance programming.
I think people are always surprised in central Pennsylvania that there are families in need, really struggling. Tell us about what you're finding and how that's looking in Lebanon.
Yeah, so, you know, Lebanon, your listener territory has a lot of commonality when we talk about counties and numbers. But in Lebanon County specifically, 10% of our population are living in poverty. 10% of our population live in a food insecure household. Another 26% live in what's called ALICE, which is asset limited income constrained but employed. So those are working folks that just are struggling to make it day to day. That's 36% of the population.
Yeah.
Right. So one in three people you're interacting with are probably struggling today, which is important for us to remember on how we treat them and how we communicate with not them, right? Each other, right? Because
you
know, we're all sitting here and it's us.
Yeah.
So that data just continues. Households that are with children are even more food insecure. So we really want to focus on how to we meet folks where they are and be able to provide great resources.
I love you guys are very intentional about the wordings, the verbiage that you use. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it really came down to us probably about 4 or 5 years ago, really evaluating strategically where we're going and what we're doing and how we're going to do it. And it was really instituting best practices. So when we started talking about switching to a choice market, the word market came very comfortably to us. The market on 7th, our buildings on 7th Street, it's a place to go. It allows families to be able to shop and moms and dads to say, hey, I'm going down to the market. And at home, kiddos, we protect our families, right? Kiddos don't even have any idea what that really even means. So that's important for us. There are our folks that come to us. There are our guests. We really truly believe that customer service is important. We value that relationship. We are very relationship based in all the work that we do. So, you know, we set goals. We don't set limits. And all of that is intentional, purposeful. It's really just about providing an opportunity for somebody to have a learned opportunity of I'm going to shop with a goal in mind today. And that really equates out to what's their budget when they go grocery shopping.
Yeah. I love that rather receiving a handout, a bag with stuff, here's your stuff after waiting in line, they're coming and they're shopping for their family.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%. I love that.
Yeah.
So last time you were here, you talked about expanding, you were moving your market. Is that happening?
Yeah. So January 20th, we launched, we went through a transition to close our clothing bank. We still do clothing just in a different way, a more relational way. And we did about a $61,000 renovation project internally, redid hardwood floors, our building's an old warehouse, an old sewing factory. So we've got these old, gorgeous hardwood floors that we sanded down and brought back to life and repainted. And just very intentional with the way that we designed the space. One of our great colleagues and friends said, you know, I've been in 400 different pantries across the country, and I've never been in one this beautiful.
Wow.
And that's important to us, right?
Sure.
The experience and the feel.
Yeah.
But really what the main reason behind it was more space, but we wanted to bring our guests inside for their waiting period. No matter how good we get at processing folks, there's a waiting period. And so about 30 minutes before we open the market, we bring our guests in for registration. And now they have a space, which was the old market, to actually sit. And then the next step of that is we bring our community partners in, and the connection happens there. So we're bringing in federally qualified healthcare facilities. We're bringing in CareerLink. We're bringing in WEPA, which is employment services, and also some career development. We're bringing those resources to our guests because time pressure is such a big deal.
Sure.
And now that opportunity exists right there. Tonight, Lebanon Family Health will be at our building doing an STI clinic at our building.
Love that.
And it's just ways that we can get the community's resources to a place where folks are already coming.
How about support? How can our listeners support? Can they volunteer?
Yeah,
how can we be involved?
My three things are give, go, pray.
Yeah.
So we put it on a t-shirt. So we have t-shirts that say give, go, pray. And number one is, hey, give of financial resources. We've got some events coming up here that we can talk about. But donations are important to making us function. The go part is get out and volunteer. That's really important. The pray part is that costs you nothing. So please just pray for us. And I say it all the time. You can do all three of those things at LCCM, but you should be doing all those things somewhere in your community. And I don't even care if it's not with LCCM, just get involved.
Yeah. So where can they visit you online?
Yeah. So www.lccm.us and jump on there, and all the links are easy to access.
And you do have a golf tournament coming up that we're going to talk about. What's the date of that?
Yeah, May 23rd.
And where's that at?
That's a Lebanon Valley Golf Course in Myers.
Yeah, that's that'll be here before we know.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk more with Brian coming up. In the meantime, lccm.us is the place to visit. Well, on the way, Charity Gale, Ryan Stevenson, and more music.